That's the best that I've seen South Carolina play. I've seen a lot of their games on tape, and that's the best I've seen them play. And I thought that defensively we really did a solid job. You know, you look up and guys had 22 and 21 points, and you're inclined to think that they got away from you a little bit, but you know, they're taking 23 shots and 20 shots to get those points, and so you know, I look up and they shoot 40, almost 41. I thought we did a nice job. We kept them off the foul line, which I thought was critical. We finally got to the foul line ourselves in the second half, and then I thought in the second half we did a great job on the boards. First half we let them get a bunch of offensive rebounds. Second half I thought we asserted ourselves and really did a good job. So proud of our team. We survived our Shane's first off night, and I can't remember when. And Red hit a huge basket for us there going down the stretch, and that's what's great about having great seniors is if one guy doesn't, the other guy does. And I thought AJ was terrific in the second half, and I thought our guys did a much better job of finding him and getting the ball to him. If we would have been a little bit better coached, I guess we'd have done that in the first half. So, but anyway, I'm really proud of our team. I thought South Carolina played extremely well, and we're really happy to win.
Kevin, was getting it into AJ the talk at that time, or was that?
That was the talk of the last 2 days in practice, and the talk before the game and the talk at halftime. It was to get the ball inside. And we did it after halftime, thank goodness. So at least we did it then and didn't wait until after the game to start trying to get it to him. So I wrote up on the board, take care of the ball and get the ball inside. And we had 9 first half turnovers and or 10. And, you know, we had taken 10 threes, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes into the game. So we didn't exactly follow directions tonight, but we sure played hard and gave a gutty effort.
Did you just feel like they weren't really going to have an answer for him? South Carolina, was that a good?
Well, I just think that's got to be a point of emphasis for us every game. It's not whether they've got an answer. It's let's go in and find out whether they do or not, and that's just the way it's got to be when we play. And it was even more imperative tonight because Shane wasn't shooting the ball like normal.
Every time South Carolina took a lead, it seemed like the next position you guys were right back at. Do you think your team responded tonight?
Yeah, we've got a team that responds, and Shane knew that he was a little foggy tonight. He just had a different look to him. He just sort of had a glaze that we haven't seen in quite some time, and again, I don't fault him. Golly, how can you play the way he's played for as long as he played that way? He did better going down the stretch. He didn't really make shots, but he played better defense. He helped us on the boards I was just happy with the fact that we responded and we answered anytime we really needed to answer, and I was afraid that we had made a mistake that would come back and haunt us because we're up 9 and we got the ball on a fast break and Jermaine's gonna, you know, try to get on ESPN, I guess, and throws it over there, almost hit me with it. Where, you know, if you convert that play, now you're up 11 and one or two more stops and the game might be over. And instead, it goes the other way. And inevitably, that's kind of what happens when you do that.
Especially most of the game, it seems like you guys are getting a lead early in the game. Other team battles back. In the last couple of minutes of the game, your team responds really well. What is it about the last 3 minutes of the game that really lights a fire in your team?
I don't know if it's lights a fire. I think it's just a lot of confidence and a lot of poise. Our team believes in itself greatly. Our coaches believe in them greatly. And we are particularly confident in close games and stretch run of games. And that's a good quality to have. Not every team has that. And this team has seniors that have been there. You know, I thought Alan Metcalf, he came in and hit a couple big shots for us. That was really big. I thought our bench was even though they didn't play as much as normal, I thought they were very productive. They gave us good minutes. I was really proud of them, too. But our guys were just confident in close game situations. And I would tell you that's in part because we practice it. I mean, we practice those. Those are something we work really hard at. But at the same time, I think it has more to do with them than it does with how much work we put into it, but even though we do work hard on it.
Two more questions.
In the case of a conference play for a lot of these guys, the freshmen, how do you think they performed under this kind of pressure tonight and with the atmosphere as it was?
I thought they did great. I thought our freshmen really, really did a nice job. And again, I wasn't hesitant to put any one of them in there, and I thought they did well.
How did they do better than you had seen on
film? Oh, I think that they played their zone a little bit better. They were a little more active in their zone, and they were just a little more intense. It was the start of league play for them too, and that just ratchets everybody up a little bit. And I thought they just played with more intensity. Dave said to me after the game, he said it's the best they've played. I told our team it's a compliment because we're starting to take everybody's best shot, and that means our program's growing up to where we'd like for it to be.
Well, yeah, Coach, I think 15 to 17 free throws, especially at the end of the game, how much of a luxury is that for you, just having five guys out there?
Well, we're happy to have guys out there that can pass, catch, handle the ball, and especially make free throws in close game situations. And again, we get fouled a lot, and our guys have been able to convert, and that's been a real key for us. Thank you.